There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
The Gators are on the prowl, and their potential prey, the Tigers, as they head into the swamp for an SEC heavyweight battle between top 10 teams that are undefeated and looking to make a way to the college football playoff, which means we make our way to Gainesville for Friday's edition of College Football Live.
Welcome to College Football Live, presented by Mazda.
And welcome to Gainesville, Florida, where everyone probably just left the homecoming parade to make their way over to join us for College Football Live. The Gator chop is going to be strong as, again, Florida wants to get a win against Auburn and not mess up that beautiful, untouched record. Both teams undefeated right now. Both teams top 10, and both want to continue winning. Maria Taylor alongside David Pollack, Desmond Howard, and the band still playing. Congratulations on that. Hey, guys, it's homecoming here. There's a lot of stuff going. Did you make it to the parade?
No, we just missed it.
We had to go.
Setup though, it looked like it was pretty nice.
Right? We had a plan to go to the parade,
exactly.
And then it all fell through, but that's okay. We'll still join you for the rest of the show because nobody went to school today, nobody went to work,
nope.
And that's because we got a big week of matchups coming your way. Here's a look at the weekend matchups presented by Cars.com. Big Ten West versus Big Ten East. We got Iowa traveling to the Big House. Huge game, obviously, here in Gainesville. Gators and Tigers. And then Texas and West Virginia on ABC at 3:30. And then me, Herbie, and Fowler will be making our way to Columbus to take on Michigan State and Ohio State. But let's get into this one right here. The reason why all of these fans are here, because the matchup between Auburn and Florida.
Yeah.
Keys to this game. Where do you want to start on this one, Des?
Maria, I have to start with the Gators defense. You know, going up against a true freshman quarterback in Bo Nix, who's playing extremely well so far. You look at this Gators defense. They're starting to get healthier right now. They're going to get C.J. Henderson. He's one of the best cover corners in all of college football. Jabari Zuniga, he's coming back. So I think the defense is going to be with the group to look up, to step up in this game and see if they can get Bo Nix rattled, come with some pressures. You know, Grantham's going to dial up some blitzes. If this defense can get a couple of turnovers, a couple of stops, that's going to be big for the Florida Gators.
No doubt, and both defenses so strong. Yeah. I mean, not just Florida's. Auburn's is obviously nasty, too. So which quarterback takes care of the football? Like, mm-hmm. And both these guys, you're talking about four starts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a lot of starts. I mean, Trask obviously is just getting his feet wet. Bo Nix just getting his feet wet in college. So I think which one can take care of the football and not make those mistakes? Bo Nix hasn't made a lot of mistakes yet. You've seen him pretty efficient passing the football. Last week was by far his best week. Trask had a couple picks against Tennessee, but besides that, he's been very, very good. A better mix and a better quarterback for this team, I think, than Felipe Franks was early in the season.
So we're going to see some strength on strength here, because Auburn right now, they're second in the SEC in rushing, and you saw it, one of the stats that we popped up there is that Florida's only given up 2.7 yards per carry.
Yep.
So
about,
who wins that?
That's
battle?
About what they average rushing too, by the way. They can stop the run, but they can't run.
Can they stop Auburn's run?
That's going to be key.
I think they can. I think they can limit it. You think about Auburn's run, and it's a lot of zone read. And Des mentioned Zuniga. Greenard is another guy. Both those guys, they can play a lot of these. They can play the quarterback run game at the same time as playing the dive. And I'm not saying they're going to make the tackle for a loss, but they're just a fast, athletic defense that I think can limit Auburn's ground.
And that's what's going to help them, their athleticism.
Yep.
Being able to read their keys. Grantham's going to have them ready for that zone read with Bo Nix. Bo Nix carries the ball a lot, and they're going to have to make sure they put the helmet on him, so down late in the game, like in the fourth quarter, he's not going to want to carry that ball.
Florida does have 24 sacks on the season. That's tied for second nationally, so I mean, I'm sure they're going to find a helmet to Bo Nix's stomach.
There we go.
Let's take a look at another player who's probably sacked a couple people in his pastime. That's just what he does. Take a look at our blimp-worthy player presented by Goodyear. It's Ohio State defensive end Chase Young. David, get excited.
He's dirty.
Young
God,
leads all
so
college
good.
Football with 8 sacks on the season. He's had at least 1 sack in 7 straight games dating back to last season and figures to be one of the top choices in the 2020 draft, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Ohio State is sitting pretty good. Their defense right now is 2nd in total defense.
Just keep showing off the highlights. Those are so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State is amazing. After being on the field against Nebraska, right now they're ranked 4th. Is that where we believe they are? Are they the 4th best team in the nation, or are they better than that?
I tell you what, Maria, watching each game, each team, and just starting off with a clean slate, they've been the most impressive team I've seen so far in 2019. We look at offensively, defensively, and special teams. People may say, well, you know, you look at the competition. They can't control their schedule, but they can control their performance, and I give them credit for playing up to their standard and not lowering their game plan or their game to the opponent's game. So I think right now the Buckeyes have been the most impressive team so far.
I agree, and their schedule hasn't been solved. I mean, Cincinnati's a good team. Like, Nebraska's a good team.
Yeah.
Boat raced. Get out of here. Like, you don't belong on the same field. So, again, if you don't play the toughest schedule in the world, it doesn't matter if you start killing people, and that's what they've done. And offensively, defensively, listen, they've got the best player in college football. Don't bring a quarterback near me.
Mm.
That dude, just give me Chase Young all day long, every day. He's the best player in college football. And then you got an offense with Justin Fields that continue to grow and go with it. So, to me, Dez, we all said it last week in the Octagon. Me, you, and Kirk all agreed they were the number one team in the country.
All right. Well, Chase Young, sorry. He's not in our Heisman in play, so I don't want you to be mad now. We're not going to get there yet. But Michigan State game is coming your way on ABC. I'll be there with Herbie and Chris Fowler. And Ryan Day has already said that he's preparing his team for those Michigan State upsets. He's reminding them of the DNA of the Spartans to make sure that they don't rest on their laurels. Ohio State, one more week of play before a bye week. You can watch that game 7:30 Eastern on ABC. Now let's take a look at our Heisman favorites, not David's Heisman favorites, but let's start with Justin Fields, 4th shortest odds, but at 7-1, he became the first Ohio State quarterback in at least 15 seasons to account for 23 touchdowns through the first 5 games. Then we've got Joe Burrow, checks in at 9-2 odds. He became the first LSU QB to throw 350 passing yards in 3 straight games. That's saying a lot at LSU. And then Jalen Hurts, we all know the gaudy numbers. He's the 2nd shortest odds at 2-1, leads all of FBS quarterbacks in QBR, and looks to be the 3rd straight Heisman Trophy winner for Lincoln Riley. Meanwhile, Tua Tagovailoa, we all know that name as well. The shortest odds of every player at -130. Last week, he passed A.J. McCarron for the most career touchdowns responsible for in school history. So, we're in October. It's not hot yet in Florida, but that means that college football is riding hot. Who stands to make the biggest leap in the Heisman odds in October?
Marie, I think it's Jonathan Taylor, the running back at Wisconsin. I don't understand why he's not getting more love. You look at all those quarterbacks, and I understand they have the ball in their hands every single play, but this guy with the limited opportunities he has as a running back is just a big play threat waiting to happen. He has track speed. All he needs is a crease, guys, and he's gone. He's a home run hitter. I think Jonathan Taylor coming into this month in October is going to put up some huge numbers, open up the eyes of some of the voters, and he's going to get some strong consideration as a Heisman favorite, especially going into the November, because those are the games everyone remembers.
Yeah, and
that was
cute,
that rhyme. Wait, can we have a moment for that? Good job, Dez.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
It just ruined your whole flag. Just shut it off. Okay, David, what were you going to say?
I can go now? Okay. Yeah. No, I would have said Jonathan Taylor as well. The only other name I can think that might get back in this, and I just honestly, because I want to pick somebody that can get in this race.
Yeah.
This is crazy to say, but Trevor Lawrence. Like, he's gone. Preseason, we were all talking about Trevor Lawrence. Now he's not even in the conversation. That dude.
Interesting.
I didn't see any odds, Dez. Did you see any odds on the board when Maria was going through her little?
Well, we didn't have his odds.
What happened was.
Exactly.
he's a guy that, listen, he can obviously continue to get better.
Right.
Can he put up gaudy numbers? Absolutely. In a heartbeat, he's going to.
Yep.
So maybe he gets back in. I don't think he will because I don't think there's enough primetime spotlight. But Trevor Lawrence, once being the guy that everybody coined as one of the favorites, rightfully so, from what you saw from a year ago, he's no longer talked about.
Yeah, but don't you think that someone would have to slip a little bit when you got guys like Justin Fields, 16 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he already has 5 on the season? It would be hard to come back into that conversation.
Again, when you lose, though, all of a sudden, not Dez, but the Heisman voters out there, all of a sudden they're like, oh, he lost. We can't keep him in the race.
Yeah.
Bull crap. Like, that's, I can't stand when people do that. You're still having a solid year, even if you lose a game, lose 2 games.
Well, our write-in for Heisman Trophy winner is Chase Young. just so that we put that out there. Not in the in play. We didn't have video.
Somebody that should be in there.
Somebody that should be in there. Somebody that should be joining our set soon. Where is he? Is Scooter Magruder. If you guys know Florida, you know this guy on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. The videos are hilarious, and we're going to spend a little bit of time hanging out with him over here on the set.
Gino, leave him alone. Leave him alone, Gino.
Stop it.
Yeah. Let the man go, Gino.
College Football Live is presented by Mazda, Feel Alive, and in part by Tostitos. Get to the good stuff. You're watching College Football Live, presented by Mazda.
We're winning the national championship again.
This is bad.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
Boomer.
They really tried to trademark the word the.
We should get the trademark, to be honest.
Michigan should try to trademark the letter L.
Our kicker's gonna be the reason we lose.
They tried to fake it.
We wanted Bama,
but they didn't want us.
Coach is nothing. We got him.
We got the Rams.
Why am I a Knicks fan?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Back to Amari.
Touchdown. Let's go, baby.
Because we are winning the Super Bowl.
And Mullen is a grown man.
Why can't we just win? Just one.
I almost had a heart attack 5 times.
It's still great to be a Florida Gator.
I'm a grown man.
The grown man is joining us right here on set. That's Scooter Magruder.
Yes. Wow.
Hey, Scooter, did you buy all those jerseys and all the stuff?
You have all of them?
I own every power.
Wow.
Do you really?
The extra shirts. It's ridiculous.
That's just amazing.
For this, or are you just that big of a fan?
It's just for the videos.
Actually. Okay, all right.
I'm a true Gator fan.
Okay.
There you go.
Class of what?
Hey.
Class of
2011.
What?
2011.
Ooh, okay, go Gators. There we go.
We won a national championship.
Congratulations.
And we are winning the national championship again this year.
See, we were ready.
You lost all credibility.
Yeah,
your whole segment's done.
I have seen the future.
Okay. How far in advance did you see? You might need to recalibrate that machine, bro.
Here's the thing. It starts today. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Against
okay. Do us a
today. Tomorrow.
Today.
We need
tomorrow.
We need an impression.
Right. Today. Tomorrow.
Of
tomorrow. Right.
How
right.
you guys
right.
are going to make Auburn fans act tomorrow?
Auburn fans are just going to be basically Auburn fans.
Mm-hmm.
All they're going to be saying tomorrow is, as long as we beat Bama, our season's over.
Hey,
you can go ahead and fire Gus too, because that's what they want to do as soon as they lose. They want to fire Gus Malzahn right away.
Like, exactly.
Oh, he should be fired. So,
okay. What will Florida fans be acting like tomorrow?
We are winning the national championship.
Oh, man.
Okay. Mm. Walk me through who the best team in Florida is right now. Give me the rendition.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I want it to be known to UCF out there.
Mm.
Everyone from UCF. The best team in Florida is the University of Florida, flagship university. Go Gators.
Hey, what do you have to say to the people that know that UCF has a national championship before the last time the Gators
Ooh,
do?
How do you feel about it?
Okay.
Okay,
look.
It's like, let me get in character.
To be honest, if I went to UCF, I would be doing the same thing. But I didn't. I got into Florida. Where we have actual national champions. Okay. I'm just throwing it out.
Hey, show me UCF's national championship. You can show me the trophy.
Okay. Yeah,
you brought
UCF,
it, right?
National
UCF's
championship trophy.
National champion.
That's the ring.
It's right there. You can see it. It's right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this showing? Oh, my God.
Don't put it that close.
Okay. My bad. That's on me.
It's okay. And that's fine. I almost want to go back to the very first video you ever did. What was it about and how did it catch on? Because now you've got like 42 million views on Facebook.
Are you
YouTube.
Serious?
Yes.
That
wow. He's a big deal.
I thought he was just like five or six.
His dad doesn't mean that he's not important, Des. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, one of the biggest videos that took off and started me making a whole bunch of the
money.
Sports videos.
Yeah.
And or some money. It can always be more money. like, if sponsors, hit me up, email me, stop playing. But it was things Magic fans say, being in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And then that went kind of big, got me on local news.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I went to the University of Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't I do a things Gator fans say?
Mm-hmm.
And that just took off. And basically, I've been making the same video for like 3 years and just calling it different things.
Yeah. And everyone's all
and,
like,
and the checks cash. The checks cash.
What did you study here at the University of Florida?
I graduated from the J School. J School students stand up. I was
all
film production.
Okay.
So I was telecom production at J School. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Walk us through. I want to do one more of these. I want Clemson, Bama, Ohio State fans. Can you do that? Clemson, Bama, Ohio State.
So basically all those fans are saying the same thing.
Okay.
We are the number one team in the nation. But unfortunately, they still can't be Florida, who will be the number one team in the nation and winning the national championship. I just can't stress that enough.
What year are they going to win the national championship?
Huh?
He never said what year.
You didn't say what year they were going to win.
Florida's going to win
year?
The national championship.
What's that? You guys got to cut to a commercial break?
Yeah, we
okay.
actually do.
Okay.
So, Sooner, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter, Facebook, everything, at
Scooter McGruder.
All right, coming back on College Football Live, we'll talk about some of the teams that have been off to a slow start this season, but have a chance to rewrite the script for 2019. We've got a huge UFC matchup coming tomorrow in Melbourne, our main event on pay-per-view. Make sure you order the main event card in English and Spanish. You can go to ESPNplus.com/PPV.
College Football Live is presented by Mazda. Feel alive. And in part by Pizza Hut. Official pizza of college football. Order now at pizzahut.com. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Stand up! Stand up!
Come on, college football.
It's hot!
Oh yeah, what a good ball.
Come on. Stand up! Here we go! Stand up!
Here we go!
Oh yeah!
The biggest marquee game every week on College Game Day.
And coming up on College Game Day tomorrow, Alabama head coach Nick Saban will join us live to discuss how he's managed his young, injury-ridden defense early on this season. Plus, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields talks about the big expectations for the Buckeyes this season with Kirk Herbstreit and Geno. He sits down with Florida's Kyle Trask on how Kyle's dedication and loyalty to the team led him to be a starter in this game here in Gainesville. All that coming your way Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on College Game Day. Welcome back to the Swamp. We've got Geno joining us now, and you spent time with Kyle Trask. Everyone's excited because you talked to their quarterback. What did you learn?
Well, you know, there are stories of perseverance and patience and loyalty, and then there is Kyle Trask. Mm-hmm. He has not started until recently a game for 7 years.
Ooh.
And now to see him in this position right now in this huge game is really remarkable. It's fun to see him. You got to applaud his patience during it all.
All right. You've been patient. You waited till the end of the show to actually come up on the set and talk to us.
Actually wasn't invited.
He wasn't invited, but he showed up.
But I put the tie on.
Right.
Let me come out.
And you work hard on your segments. So tell us which way you're leading us now.
Well, you know, it's kind of closing in on the midway point of the season. And there are teams that have sort of disappointed us. So I wanted to know which teams still have a chance to pull out their tailspin and rewrite the script for their season.
Mm.
Now I'll start with you, David.
Okay, I will go Indiana. I watched them last week against Michigan State. Penix Jr., by the way.
That's impressive.
I love the quarterback. I love the offense. I think they'll grow and continue to score a lot of points. And they're 0-2 in the Big Ten, Dez. I think they'll finish at least 500 in the Big Ten the rest of the way.
Okay, that's a pretty good pick. I did not see that coming, but I see why. And they can throw the ball all over the yard. You're right. How about the Oregon Ducks? Start the season off against the Auburn Tigers. Everyone say, hey, okay, this is going to be the team that has a chance to represent the Pac-12 in the college football playoff. They came up short the last 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix threw a touchdown, and the legend of Bo Nix began. But I think with Justin Herbert and the court and the receivers that they have, they're starting to get healthier right now. I think they have a very manageable schedule. The only other team that's ranked on their schedule right now is Washington. The Huskies. So I think these guys can still turn their season around and possibly, depending on what happens in other conferences, maybe make the college football playoff.
You know what, Des? I was low-key mad when you picked Oregon because I wanted that to be my pick.
Oh, really?
The Ducks, they haven't given up a touchdown since the one they gave up to Bo Nix. Like, the defense is playing really good. Like you said, everything is still out in front of them, so I had to come up with something else.
Listen, Maria, had you told me that.
You would have given
it to me? For the simple fact, we up here?
You're welcome.
Yes.
A hail to the yes.
You're welcome.
You would have taken Oregon.
The princess strikes again.
Do we need some context? Yeah. Do we need some context?
We were almost on the demo field burning up hot for this entire show until I called an audible.
That's right.
And got us up here on the
set. And if we tried to call an audible,
they would have said no.
It would not have worked.
You.
You're welcome.
Princess Maria.
Okay, Gino, mine. Okay, the team that started off really rough, and we probably were all like, oh, here we go, Missouri. They lost to Wyoming.
Yep.
But if you went back and looked at the box score, really, I mean, they outgained them and
killed
them. Yeah, like passing, rushing, everything. And they fell in that game, but since then, they've been great. I mean, their defense has showed up. They have a game against Florida. They do play against Georgia. But every other game on the schedule, Tennessee, Arkansas, they got Ole Miss. That's their West matchup this year. They could win. It's a winnable game. And if they hadn't lost to Wyoming, they could have been a 10-win team this season.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Iowa State. They were a team that was picked, you know, preseason top 25.
Yeah.
Now they're 2-2, 0-1 in the conference. Kind of, you know, flagging a little bit, but those two losses by combined 3 points.
Yep.
They play everybody tough. They've avoided major injuries so far this season. They're -4 in turnovers, which is a little bit troubling. I think they turn that around. And beginning tomorrow against, or tonight, against TCU, they have 3 winnable games.
Yep.
They're 5-2, would be at home against Oklahoma State. I think they can rescue this season.
I feel like you're just, because we were in Ames, now you're just like playing to that.
Sucking up.
Yeah. No. I low-key think
that. By the way, I would have picked Iowa State too.
Yeah, no, that's
tell
a great pick.
I agree with him.
Why?
They're just, well, just like Baylor. They should have won Baylor. They should have beat Iowa. They
should have beat Iowa
everywhere but the scoreboard.
Yep.
So they have an offense that's dynamic. They have a defense that's really, really solid. They're just not a team. They're never going to beat themselves. They're going to be in every single game they play. Minus Oklahoma, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. We'll see what happens.
And they beat them a couple years ago when they shouldn't have, so. Maybe.
Oh, Van, are you guys going?
Oh.
That means the show is almost over. Thanks so much for joining us.
Shut up.
On College Football Live here in the Swamp. College Game Day coming your way, 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN. Won't you join us?